Sokala Duma Radio. Well, the interview I am about to introduce now is with former Beats vs Vest AFG in Denmark, Mamelodi Sundowns, and Kaizer Chiefs star midfielder, and that is Josta Dladla. He's also represented Bafana Bafana between 2002 and 2006, and that is the big man. Please sit tight and enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is former Mamelodi Sundowns, former Kaizer Chiefs midfielder, that is Josta Dladla. He's also represented Bafana Bafana a few times. JD, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good, my brother, and thanks for having me.
JD, an all-important game for Bafana today. How do you see today's game panning out?
Yeah, I mean, credit to them. I mean, a credit to Bafana Bafana and Mr. Stuart Baxter. After obviously winning against Namibia, it wasn't an easy game. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have expected South Africa just to thrash Namibia by a lot of goals. But everybody that qualified for the African Nations Cup, that means those are the top teams in Africa. So it can never be that easy. So we're playing against Morocco, who've already qualified for the next round.
Sure.
And obviously people are expecting, probably they're thinking that, you know, Morocco might beat us easily. But this is football. I've seen a lot of miracles happening. You saw yesterday when Nigeria lost against Madagascar.
Wow.
So why can't we do that? And I've seen like South Africa obviously playing better when they're playing against bigger teams. And I think we just too relaxed when we play the smaller ones. But when we're playing against bigger teams and, like, you know, bigger names, I've seen like most of our players, like, you know, coming to the party.
Mm. And talking about the Nigeria game against Madagascar, I mean, an unexpected result. Do you think the fact that Morocco have already qualified for the knockout stages, that could work maybe in our favor?
No. I mean, obviously, they want to finish on a high note. I don't think you find some coaches saying, okay, we've qualified, then let me give other players a chance. But I've seen coaches that say, you know what, I want to like finish this group on a high note. You know, if I can get like, you know, 9 points out of the three games, why not? You know, and I think relaxing most of the time, you see like teams basically like losing the last games of the group, and they go on to lose in the knockout stage. So you want to finish on the high note, so you're confident when you go into the knockout stage. It's not going to be an easy game. They're going to go out there, like, you know, thinking that obviously we lost against Ivory Coast, and they probably gonna we like the underdogs when it comes to this one. I mean, what better said when you go as an underdog and nobody expects you to win. And I think, like, when you go in as an underdog, you know that you, any chance that you get, you got to use it. And a wounded lion is more, like, you know, I think, dangerous than the fresh one.
Wow.
So I think it's going to be an exciting game to watch.
And JD, from your observations, what would you say was the difference in terms of a performance between our opening game, the first game against Ivory Coast, which we lost 1-0, and also our second group match against our neighbors in Namibia?
Well, what I can say, I think for me, looking at the first game, I think it was a setup. But I saw a lot of players being played in off positions, like, you know, wrong positions.
Sure.
And I would actually like to see Tau giving that like, you know, free role, playing forward as a lone striker, where he can make those runs behind the strikers. He can take on players. You know, I understand Mutiba plays in front, but I would prefer Tau playing up there, and obviously having Villa playing behind Tau, and you have Lodge playing on the left hand side, and then having Ezwani playing on the right hand side, and then the midfielder, like, you know, I'd like to see Itida Mokocha or even, like, you know, Kekana. You've got a lot of good players that can play there, but I think we went for a cautious type of setup when we played against Ivory Coast, and that's why we actually didn't like pose any danger against them. You know, and we were caught most of the time, like, you know, because we were just comfortable. They were comfortable looking at us playing in front of them. Anything that you play in front of them, they're comfortable. You know, they say, oh, you're not in danger. But once you start making the runs behind them, then they start, there's no defender that likes a player that likes to make runs behind them. Because then they start to be unsettled. So Tau, for me, is the main man who's supposed to be playing up front alone. You know what I mean? And I think even second game, you could see that Tau, you can't play Tau as a winger. I've seen him playing as a winger. We don't get the best out of him. Mm. Just giving that free roll up front. And I think also like how the players carried themselves against Namibia. We were lucky, by the way. They could have equalized. You know what I mean? We were just lucky, but you know, obviously you create your own luck. Yeah. But I think how they carried themselves, you could see that they wanted it more. So if they're going to carry themselves the same way, the way they played against Namibia, I think it's going to go out there, because I don't think Morocco is expecting us to go that way.
And talking about Percy Tau and also some of the performers in the Bafana team, one might argue that even during our qualifiers, we were playing a far better football than we are playing right now. I mean, performance-wise. What do you think is the reason, I mean, in the change in performance from the boys?
We've got different games. I think football has got a lot of stress, brother. Like, a lot of people gotta understand that. As much as we qualify, people didn't believe that. You know, a lot of people. I mean, 60% of the South Africans never believed that we might qualify, and then 60% of the South Africans never believed that we might beat Namibia. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of pressure that they're carrying, and they know that a lot of people are not expecting them to do well. And then I think some players thrive, you know, under pressure, and some players crack under pressure. So you've got a lot of players that are playing out there that they know that, you know, a lot of people are actually not behind them. And I think it's about time that we support our team, and players go out there knowing that we believe that they can do it. Positive mind, I mean, it's always proper for the game. If you go out there, you already have a losing mentality. You are going to lose that game. But if you go out there and you want it more and you want to win it, I mean, like, the sky is the limit, my brother, you know, for a positive mind. I think the players were more positive, wanting to prove a lot of people wrong. And I think now a lot of people are not expecting South Africa to be doing well against Morocco, and they're going to shut a lot of people up. And we just got to, give them the support. And we only need a draw. 1 point, we can qualify as the third best team, or even, even better. Because, I mean, I don't see Namibia beating Ivory Coast in the last game.
And we are yet to lose against this Moroccan side, even though we have also never won against them. What do you think we can do differently this time around so that we can beat them for the first time?
We need to win, bro. We need to create. We need to be clinical in front of goals. We're creating chances, we're missing chances. I think, you know, in a game, you can be closed up in the whole 90 minutes, but when you get that one chance, you need to use it. I think we just need to be clinical when we go in the last third of the field. I think once we can do that, we get the chances, because we know that Morocco, if they get a chance, they're going to punish us. You know what I mean? We just need to be cautious at the back, which I know, like, Mr. Stuart Baxter, that's what he specializes on when it comes to defense. You know, and you know, he's one of the coaches that emphasizes on, like, you know, proper defense as a whole team. And also, like, you know, going forward, I think we just haven't been that clinical. But we've seen teams losing their first games and they go all the way to win the title. Let's just see what's going to happen. I think for me, just taking the chances that we're creating up front.
Yeah, and you've also played under Coach Stuart Baxter. You've won titles under him. You've won leagues. Yeah. You've played in the Champions League. What is it like playing under Coach Stuart Baxter?
Yeah, I mean, I played against him. I mean, he's a person that can make you feel like, you know, you're untouchable. You know, you will go out on the field feeling like, you know, he's the best player out there. Like, he's one of the best motivators that I played under. You know, you play around with your mind. He tricks your mind like, you know, he gives you everything that you need for the game. Not only, like, physically, but mentally. And, I mean, he's one of the top coaches that I played under, because, I mean, the way he organizes, the way he plans for the game, the training, from the training, from camp, everything else. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're thinking that, you know, he's not good enough. I've worked under a lot of coaches, but Baxter, I would say he's one of the best that I worked with. And he just needs patience. He just needs support, not only from the South Africans, but also from SAFA as well. Because with him being out there, we'll see a lot of difference. We'll see South Africa going all the way. I mean, we still have the World Cup coming up. And when you look at it, the consistency of the team that he's been picking, you know, we haven't seen that in a long time. Why not keep a person that actually has a plan, that knows what he's doing? And I think he knows what he's doing. And the fans just needs to give him a chance, and just so he can show them what he's capable of.
Wow. And there's also a possibility of the return of the midfield man from SuperSport United, Dean Foreman. He might also return today against Morocco. How vital is a player of Dean Foreman's caliber for Bafana?
Let me tell you something. With no disrespect to Mr. Foreman, Mr. Foreman, like, you know, great player, and we all know that he works hard.
Sure.
It's about time that Gekana gets a chance.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, he proves, he's played in Africa.
Mm.
He's taking Sundowns to the highest level. He's not going to be intimidated by these African players.
Mm.
You know, he's won the Champions League with Sundowns. Mm. I would rather have somebody that has won it that's not going to be intimidated by anybody.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And we can't be having, like, you know, a lot of defensive midfielders like that. Gekana is capable of scoring goals as well. Not that Foreman can't do that, but I prefer Gekana and who's this boy that plays in France that used to play for Sundowns as well?
Keegan, Bongani Zungu.
Yeah, Zungu. I prefer Zungu and Gekana in the middle. You know what I mean? I understand that, you know, obviously, like, coach Stuart likes. I've realized that he prefers Foreman, but in my opinion, I think Gekana keep the same team that won the game.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think the only trick that he's got to do, just give Loss a chance on the left hand side, and, like, you know, maybe just rest Mutiwa up front and just play Tau up there. I think then we'll see a whole lot of difference out there.
Mm.
At the back, I think, you know, I think I would like to see more Cardoso play, and because for me, I think I've seen this boy that plays for Vet that plays at the back. What's his name? Not the captain of Vet. He's a bit shaky sometimes for me. You know what I mean? That's a few tricks that I think he can just do for me going forward into this tournament. And if he can just fix that, I mean, give Lodge a chance. He's the best player of in the country for the last season. Why not play him? What's going on with him?
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's so confident. I'd rather have a player like that who believes that, you know, nobody can touch him on the field, that anybody, somebody that's still thinking or not sure about his performance. That's my opinion, though.
And JD, talking about Hlompho Gekana and his understanding of the African football, and especially against teams from Morocco. We remember Sundowns being knocked out in the quarterfinals. Semi-finals
exactly.
of this Champions League, they played against the Moroccan side. And most of the players that are in that Moroccan side, Hlompho understands them. He's played in that side of the country, Egypt. He's won games there.
Exactly.
When it comes to some sort of understanding between the players, we understand that Coach Baxter has used the combination from Verts of Buhle and Hlatshwayo. Now, when it comes to a midfield, how important are combinations from club level when you playing, I mean, converting them to Bafana?
I mean, it's important. I mean, if you play in Gekana and you play with Zungu as well, they play together. They've been together for a long time, as much as Zungu is playing overseas now. And now you've got Tau that played with Gekana as well.
Wow.
I mean, you saw the combinations of Zwane and Tau when every time, like, you know, they were playing together, you could see that something was about to happen every time.
Mm.
I'd rather have people. That's how you choose a squad. You know what I mean? And I understand that how Mr. Stuart Baxter is doing it. He wants to kind of, like, you know, he doesn't chop and jump, especially at the back. He doesn't play around at the back. He can play around with, like, his forward players.
Mm.
And I think combinations are more important than playing in the national team or any other team, playing with people that you know, that understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't have time to be to still learning on what your teammate wants to do. But if you go in and you understand what your teammate is all about, it's much better, and you've got an advantage in that, because you already know the strength and obviously the disadvantages of your teammate. So I think the combinations are much, for me, a given. It's a goal, you know, for me. And that's what Stuart Baxter obviously is looking at. But I think, for me, he's just missing that point of saying, you know, give Gekana a chance, you know what I mean? And just give him a chance so Gekana can show him what he's capable of.
JD, you've played this football, my brother, at the highest level. You've played for the biggest teams in South Africa. You've won these titles. You know what it means to play in Africa. You've played there. In terms of readiness for the tournament, yes, we qualified, and we qualified beautifully so. But in terms of mental readiness, what do you see in these Bafana players? How would you rate these boys?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing well. I mean, we lost as much as we didn't do well against Morocco. But we lost 1-0.
Yeah.
And the preparation has been good. I mean, the coach has been consistent with the team for we haven't seen this in a long time in South Africa. I think the last time we saw this consistent in terms of like choosing the same players in the squad, that was the class of 96. And now you've got Baxter who's doing the same thing. Sure. Yeah, but only he's doing that because of the support that is getting from SAFA. So it's about time that we do that. I mean, it takes time before you start winning things. I mean, we've seen Portugal, like, you know, building a team for a long time. And we've seen, like, Spain building a team for a long time. Germany, and they came up. You know what I mean? So it's about time that we are patient as well. We can't always want, like, you know, success just overnight. You build that success. It starts with the foundation. Without the proper foundation, you can never win things. And I think for now, for me, things are going well for us, you know what I mean, because of Baxter. And as much as people think, oh, we're playing boring football, but, you know, at least we've got the foundation that he's building. Let it build from that. And and from there, then the sky's the limit for him, not only for him, but South Africa as a whole. But we have to start stop being negative about everything that we do, but supporting our teams.
JT, say, I know your name is Josta Dladla, but say now your name changes today and you are Dr. Danny Jordan, would you keep Stuart Baxter even after the competition, regardless of what is what happens?
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep him. I'll keep him because, I mean, after the African Nations Cup is the World Cup qualification.
Yeah.
He already knows the setup. He already knows a lot of players out there. You keep him. You know what I mean? You keep it. All you add, if people are not happy about certain things, I mean, I see a lot of beautiful things that are happening. You see Arendse going back there, Matt Fish going back there. There's other players that have done well for the national team. I think this is something that we lacked back in the days. You know what I mean? But I would definitely keep it because I think for me, the consistency is key to success. And if I'm Mr. Danny Jordan, I'm probably like keeping Mr. Baxter and saying, you know what, just carry us for the next one. We give him like, you know, 5 years or we give him 10 years and say, let's see what you can give us in there.
Yeah. And one last one before I let you go, JD. I mean, from what you have seen from this tournament, from what you have seen specifically from Ibafana Bafana, do you think maybe if we progress to the last 16, we can be able to stand up to the big guns who have already qualified? Should we make it through to the knockout stages?
There is knockout stages, Baba, like anybody can win it. Because you have to understand, like, you know, do or you're out of the tournament. So, I mean, anything can happen. I've seen in football, that's one thing that, you know, you never go there and say, okay, I've done it before. Therefore, today is going to happen. You know what I mean? And once you qualify, you might end up being at the final. But once you end up at the final, you end up winning. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's one game at a time, I think. And then once you qualify, the confidence of the players are gonna be up. And the only thing is going to be like, okay, guys, we've done it. Okay, so as much as we doubted ourselves, or as much as a lot of people doubted ourselves, we've done it now. So like, okay, now let's keep on going forward. You know, so I think anything is possible, like, you know, with football or sports or any other sport, as long as you believe in yourself.
Wow. JD, I guess I should let you go, my brother, but for your fans, Josta Dladla friends, from your era at Sundowns and from your era at Kaizer Chiefs and from myself, one of your number one supporters, where is Josta Dladla and what is he doing?
I've been doing like analysis with SABC, but I'm not there anymore. But you know, I'm Kherezim, Baba, like, you know, trying out there and there, you know, got my own business that I'm trying on the side, you know. So yeah, I'm still alive. All I can thank for is just, you know, the blessings that I have, and I play my game. I've done it all, and you know, it's the health, man. We always, like, you know, complain about a lot of things. You know, I'm alive and I'm healthy. That's the most thing that I think I'll thank God for. So I'm okay, man. I'm still living. I'm talking to you right now, so I'm also blessed that, you know, you can give me a shout and you know, we can talk about football as a whole. And I think that's the most important thing, why you still recognize even after your football career is long gone.
JD, let me let you go, my brother. And hopefully this is not the first and the last time we are speaking. Hopefully next time we speak, we'll be speaking still about this beautiful game of football. Thank you so much, Baba, for taking your time and speaking to us on SL Radio.
No, thanks for having me. Thanks, man.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.